Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And we are talking about tomorrow evening's finals for the Dungeness Family of Autos K-Rig Country Showdown, and Jerry's in to tell us all about it. We got three big finalists to compete, and somebody's going to move on to state, right?
That's right, Charlie. I cannot believe the finale's already here. This summer just went by so fast. Country Showdown is one of my favorite promotions that we do. It's the one that I actually saw from the very, very beginning. And so I love it so much. It's one of my favorite. And well, so tomorrow will be a lot of fun. We're going to be out in Pawhuska tomorrow.
We from 30 to 3 to 1.
That's right. It's I cannot believe every year how the judges are able to narrow it down. And this year's talent was even more than last year.
Yeah.
And so we have three more judges coming out tomorrow. They're wonderful. They come out, they volunteer their time, and help us narrow it down to one final person to move on to state. We have three great finalists. We have Rusty Myers. He's out of Tulsa. He is a, I don't know how to explain it. He's George Strait.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all you can say about it. Alan Jackson. He's that 90s era country music is what he is. Mm-hmm. And, kind of got that old school feel. And so that's nice. But, his contestants are a little different. Cali Creek. They're like our boy band. And so it's nice. I like them as well. They're so great. They kind of give the newer feel of country, and so it's kind of two different genres in the same genre almost, and so that's nice. And
would you compare them to a duo like Brooks and Dunn? Or
no, I would say their style a little bit. I would compare them more to like Florida Georgia Line era.
Okay,
type.
Okay.
Thing. That's more of the era I would, because they're more of the Wes was in here the other day. I said, "You're our pretty boy, skinny boy jeans," and you know, but they've got that Florida Georgia Line appeal for the crowd, you know. So they bring in the younger crowd and things like that, and so that's great. We love that. And then Josie Cepeda, she was our finalist out there last year. She brings in the woman's side of country, I guess you could say. Carrie Underwood is one of her favorite artists, and I'm sure she'll be singing her tomorrow. And so she's kind of got that feel. So all three of our finalists bring a whole lot of different things to the table. None of them are even in comparison with each other, but they are all amazing. And so I don't know how they're going to judge tomorrow.
Well, they're going to judge according to the guidelines of Country Showdown, because they kind of set the guidelines for it.
That's right. And thank goodness they do, because it makes it so much easier on our judges. So they're all going to sing two songs tomorrow. I'll let them all sing one song, and then they'll come back and they'll sing another song. This way the judges kind of get an idea of who all of them are before they actually judge that last song and decide who it's going to be. It's great to do that, because it's kind of hard to polish up two or three songs. It's pretty easy to polish up one, but then this way we get an idea of what they all are. And see, these judges have never seen these contestants before.
Well, and just to bring the listeners up to date, everybody started off at the preliminaries with one song.
With one song, yes. And then our semifinalists went with three songs.
Yeah, so this will be the fifth and sixth songs that these performers have had to polish up.
Yeah, exactly. And none of them are singing the same songs. They've sang a different song at each one of the venues they've been at. And so we haven't heard these songs either. We don't know how they're going to do. Somebody asked me the other day what I thought, who was going to win. And I told them, I don't have a clue.
it's an easy answer. One of the three finalists.
Yeah, exactly. One of the three of them will be moving to state. And, you know, it's crazy, because I believe any of them could win state. And I think we'd have a good chance of moving on to nationals. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, you've probably worked with these performers closer than anybody else in the building, so you have a pretty good feel about what's going on. I've had the opportunity to MC a couple of the semis, but I was busy with a political debate for the third one. So the third semi, I'm interested in hearing. That's going to be good.
Yeah, actually, I did a lot of footwork this year, and so I actually went out and sought some of these contestants, and so I feel like I have gotten to know them so well. The good thing about Country Showdown, and one of the reasons it's one of my favorites, is because I get to work so close with them. So by the end of it, it's like we become a little family, and it's I support them throughout the year. I go and watch them perform. They've all been good. I've traced them on social media and stuff like that. I help promote them and stuff like that. The thing about Country Showdown is that we're just trying to get these artists' names out there for them. We're trying to help them show Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas that we have artists and talent right here that can make it all the way to Nashville, we believe.
Well, the venue is going to be great. We're going to talk about where they're going to be performing, what time, and our sponsors when we continue with a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our Community Connection and talking about tomorrow evening's finals for the Dungis Family of Autos K-Rig Country Showdown and downtown Pawhuska.
That's right. Osage Outfitters, they're one of our sponsors for tomorrow night. And the stage is literally, we're going to measure that this year because we've said 30 different things, I'm sure.
It's kind of like if the line in Manchurian Candidate, as far as the number of communists in Congress, it changes every time he says it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you look outside Osage Outfitters' door, you can see the stage.
Yeah.
That's simple saying. And so they're one of our clothing sponsors this year. They've provided clothing for the contestants, and they're also providing a grand prize to the winner with Ariat. Ariat's going to be giving a pair of Ariat boots to the winner.
Okay.
So that's a great grand prize. They gave all of the semifinalists clothing, and so it's fun to partner with them. They're great country music fans. They're great people over there in Pawhuska, so we're glad to be partnering with them. Speaking of Pawhuska Chamber of Commerce is the reason we're getting to be out at Cavalcade this year. They're the sponsor. They're the venue sponsor. And so we will be out at the Pawhuska Cavalcade Street Dance, kind of kicking off Cavalcade. Cavalcade, K-Rig, country music, it kind of all goes together.
A little bit of early competition tonight at 7 o'clock, but really everything gets started tomorrow. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so we'll be out there at 7:30 tomorrow. That's when the music will start. Come out early. There'll be a big ring of hay bales. Can't miss it. It'll be wrapped off, and so you can dance out there in the middle. You bring your lawn chairs. Bring your fans. It's going to be hot.
Yep.
Bring your water. But just bring your good time, too, because it's just going to be so much fun out there.
If you forget some of those items, there will be concessionaires with some food and drink out there so you can stay cool and hydrated and that sort of thing. Kind of if there is any shade in the shade of the Triangle Building.
That's right. So if you've never been to Pawhuska, there is this wonderful Triangle Building, and you really can't miss it. It's shaped like a triangle. It's downtown on Kaika. Uh-huh. And so come out there, join us. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these artists because they're really going to put on a performance for you that you wouldn't want to miss.
And of course, I will remind folks to stick around for the rest of the evening. evening. The dance music to be provided by Riders Ford, another Northeast Oklahoma band.
Yeah, they come on like right after us, like almost exactly right after us. And so stick around, because I mean, there's not going to be a long wait, like I said, right after we're done. So come out there. You can already prep up your dancing shoes with our music. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be on probably, I think, at 8:30. I think that it's right when we announce our winner. They come right on after that, pretty much.
Last year, I think the band had to, take 5 minutes to tune, and then they were ready to go.
Absolutely. So Cavalcade's always got wonderful things going on out there, and they always bring out wonderful bands. And so we really would encourage you to stay afterwards.
Absolutely. Come on out. It's going to be a fun evening. And like you said, take your dancing shoes. Make sure you don't even have to take your own partner, but it's a good idea if you do.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to be choosing. Well, we're not going to be choosing because let's face it, Charlie, our musical judging ability is not there.
Highly qualified judges will be choosing.
Yes, exactly. Who's going to be going on to state? State's going to be August 20th at Tahlequah again this year at Big Jim's Bike Rally.
Okay.
And it starts at 2 o'clock. So come out and support these artists tomorrow night, and so they can go on and move on to follow their dreams. I mean, there's some big prizes once they get up to Nashville.
And of course, one of the criteria is crowd appeal, showmanship, however you want to look at it. And
exactly.
So if you are acquainted with the musicians and you've got your choice, by all means, go out and cheer them on. If you don't, feel free to react. The judges want to know how an audience would react to these guys or gals at the national level.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we're down to the three finalists, and honestly, they're all pretty neck and neck. Their scores are all right there together. I've seen them all. And so it's going to be a hard judging thing for them this tomorrow night. And so they're definitely going to be looking at the crowd to see who is drawing them in, bringing them in, and who thinks that they think that they would want to go and pay for a concert to see. That is a big thing. And so we're at the level now that we have to have that. So please come out, support them, cheer them on, encourage them, because we just want to help their dreams come true.
I have no idea what songs any of them have chosen. Again, you get extra points for an original composition, so they may all do something like that. You choose a showpiece, something that's really going to get people involved. Mm-hmm. Do you show off your ballad skills? The one group will be accompanying themselves on the guitar. I don't know about the other two performers, but you want to get something that's probably a little up-tempo, a little bit of hand clapping, a little bit of foot stomping somewhere along the line.
Yes, we have two different acts that will be using guitars tomorrow, and we have one that will be using backtracks. We do have an original song tomorrow night, and I've seen the song selections. We've got the hand clapping stuff going on, but we also do have a ballad, so we will see. I mean, like I said, they're bringing everything to the table tomorrow.
Well, this is the one that's kind of from here on out. I'll compare it to a single elimination sports tournament. You perform and you keep going until you're not.
Exactly. And like I said, people ask me all the time, like, Who do you think is going to win? Well, I don't know. I mean, these judges are the ones who are highly skilled. We've got some people who own some recording studios. We also have some people who have put on festivals and have hired these acts that are big acts that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And so they know, and they're the ones. And it really just depends on anybody can come out tomorrow and bring their A game that somebody forgot to leave at home. And so it's just a matter of who comes out and performs the best tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks so much to Dungis Family of Autos for being the name sponsor for this one.
Oh, my goodness, Charlie. If it wasn't for Dungis, Jason and Brad, their team is just amazing. And so we are so incredibly thankful to them. They have been the best sponsors we could possibly have for this. And so we are so thankful to have them on board with us.
Yeah, but this is it's a free event. I probably need to mention that. It's outdoors. We couldn't keep you away anyway, but it is free. Come on out and just have some fun.
Yeah, please come out. Help us cheer on these amazing artists.
Well, it is. Of course, you look at the list of names, and we have mentioned this, I think, every time you and I have been on the air, the list of number one act performers, including Garth Brooks, who just got his own channel on one of the satellite radio channels that, have come through the Country Showdown.
Oh, yeah. Garth Brooks, Billy Ray Cyrus, Leanne Rimes, Sarah Evans, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley. It goes on and on and on and on. They have all somehow made it through Country Showdown. And so, and here's the thing, Charlie, just because they didn't win didn't mean it wasn't their stepping stone, because Garth Brooks went three times and still didn't win. And I'm pretty sure he made a very successful life out of country music. So,
yep, not too bad at all. So this is a good stepping stone. You mentioned state, and then there is actually a regional step before they move on to Nashville, right?
Yes, there are five regionals. So in the United States, they take five different regions. They choose one winner, and then that winner will go to Nashville, and they are going to be competing live on TV for a $100,000 grand prize package that includes $50,000 in cash, mm-hmm. A recording contract, some mentor sessions, studio time. The package has probably about 15, 20 different things in it. It's just crazy.
Well, should it work out that one of our competitors, whoever is going to be our winner tomorrow night, if and when we see them on TV, we can sit back and say, it all started for them at the Washington Park Mall.
Oh, yes. Hopefully I'm there at the Ryman Auditorium with them. That would be wonderful. So the Ryman is just, some amazing artists have actually performed there on that stage. And so just getting the honor of being able to do that, I'm sure would be written down in their books. Yeah. So.
Oh, absolutely. But again, it takes crowd support. It takes somebody to sing to. And they're asking for a crowd tomorrow night.
Exactly. Nobody wants to sing to themselves. They could do that at home. So come out, support them, and cheer them on, because who knows, we could have the next big star in country music.
It all starts tomorrow night. Well, it actually continues tomorrow night, 6:30?
7:30.
7:30, mm-hmm. Downtown Pawhuska, on Kahika, just in the shade of the Triangle Building, not too far away from one of our sponsors. And you're going to stick around and have some fun with Riders Ford afterwards.
That's right.
Okay. Jerry, thank you so much for all of your leadership on Country Showdown again this year. And again, we're inviting the audience to come on out, be part of what's going on tomorrow evening downtown Pawhuska, and it is the finals for the Dungis Family of Autos K-Rig Country Showdown. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 77 degrees and 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at K1.